This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. Hello, Hamoras, and welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, our post edition, and our post edition of a Harry Potter fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike. Our post is where we read out all of the listener correspondence for this show as a little bonus each week or each second week or whenever I remember to do it, essentially, whenever I have time to do it. Generally, these drop, I guess, on Mondays. For a while, they were dropping on Fridays. For a while, they were dropping on Sundays. I guess the point is, when the Outpost editions drop, the Outpost editions drop. If you do want to get in touch with the show, you can do it through various means. Instagram, radio.mike. You can send me a DM there, as a lot of people do. You can also email me, radiomikepod@gmail.com, or use the contact form at radiomike.com.au, my website. And there is also a Radio Mike Discord, which is like a group chat app, one of the channels in which is a Harry Potter and the Boys discussion thread. So if you would like to join the Discord, let me know. First things first, I said that the new channel for this podcast is up. And I also said that it would be up to date by the next time I did an episode, and well, it is not up to date, but a lot of you have subscribed. Thank you. It's just like very time consuming to upload all of the episodes. So I apologize for the delay there. I am slowly getting to it. Thank you very much to all the people who have subscribed. I appreciate it a lot. And I will definitely get the new episodes up ASAP. Sorry about that. But on to the Outpost, which is the most important part of the Outpost edition bonus episodes of this podcast. And I hope you're enjoying the fanfic. Last chapter was great. Jackie Hutton was my guest. Please go and follow her on her social. She has great sketches and videos on TikTok and Insta at Illfection, which is like ill, I-double-L, and then fection, as in infection, but ill-fection. Jackie is very funny, so I was really glad she came around to record the pod. I believe we are in the last four or five chapters of the fanfic now, which it feels like there is a lot that needs to be resolved between now and the next 5 weeks, but who knows? Ethan has sent in an owl to the show. Thank you, Ethan. I appreciate it. Hey, Mike. Just finished listening to the latest episode of HP and TB. Harry Potter and the Boys is what that stands for, obviously. I think I listened to the whole lot in about 2 weeks. Absolutely love it. Thank you, Ethan. And please tell your friends. If you like this podcast, please tell your friends. I would love more people to binge this series like Ethan did. It is a very bingeable series. We have some great guests, lots of funny moments. So yes, Ethan goes on. The genuine writing of a 13-year-old boy definitely makes for a lot of laughs. I agree. I try and guess how the story is going to go, but I have a feeling the writer doesn't even know that yet. Who knows what was going through my mind at the time when I was writing this. Also, I can't find your new YouTube channel you've mentioned with all the episodes. Can you send me the link? Yes, I will. Apologies for that. It's so annoying on YouTube, you can't create a custom URL, because ideally it would just be youtube.com/HarryPotterandTheBoys, but you can only do that when you have 100 subscribers. So we need more subscribers. So please subscribe. But I guess that's hard because no one can find the channel because it's not. Anyway, send me a message. I will send you a link to the channel. Thanks, Ethan. Keep up the great work. Thanks, Ethan. PPPSSP, which is a reference to the last chapter. DiddleDD, which is obviously, again, a reference to how Mr. Charger in the last chapter, which was more or less just an email that Mr. Charger sent to Boris Mailman, finished the email with diddle-dee-dee, and Ethan has done the same thing with his outpost. Thank you very much, Ethan. Genuinely appreciate that. Angus. Hey, Mike. Love how Mr. Charger decided to write all his thoughts on one email. Also, I think that the boys are still idiotic for not telling anyone else this stuff. Love the podcast. That's love the podcast. Diddle DD. Another Diddle DD. Thanks to everyone who is getting around Diddle DD, the new official email sign off or outpost sign off for any correspondence with the show. Diddle DD. good point there, because I guess like in I think a lot of this book, I mean, I want to say that it's supposed to mirror Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, and it's supposed to be vaguely a parody of that, although it's, I mean, it's strayed a fair bit from that. But I just remember the first chapter, I think, was called The Letters from Someone, and then what, I believe the second chapter in Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone is called the Letters from No One. You know, so there were a few things like that. And I think it's just like, you know, the boys' first year at Hogwarts, they're just kind of making their way through Hogwarts and, you know, something is going on. We don't quite know what. Obviously, the first actual Harry Potter book is called Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. And we find out about the Philosopher's Stone quite, you know, a quarter to halfway through the movie. And then the rest of the book. And then the rest of the book is centered around the Philosopher's Stone, right? So, you know, there is purpose to the book from that moment. Whereas this one is just called Harry Potter and the Boys. And there are certain things that are recurring. For example, we have the ill-fated measures. Those seem to be unresolved. We have the Shaft of Light. You know, I think a better name for this book would have been something like Harry Potter and the Shaft of Light or Harry Potter and the Ill-Fated Measures or anything that actually refers to something that's happening in the book. But so far, it's just Harry Potter and the Boys, so I guess we're getting what the book said would happen, which is a lot of time with the boys, a bit of time with Harry Potter. You know, we are... I'd like to see some kind of book ending of this book, which makes sense. I was going to say a book ending of this book at the end, which literally is a bookend. But where it does kind of come back to how Philosopher's Stone sort of was, how it ended. I'm not sure what will happen. Diddle DD, PPSS, hope that the boys are doing well, and please send me those sexy websites to block, definitely to block only. Of course, that is a reference to Mr. Charger's email where he wanted all the sexy websites sent to him so that he could make sure they were blocked on the school's internet network. Battle of the Amys. But of course, we love both the Amys, and I don't think the Amys are actually battling. I think the Amys do have a mutual respect for each other. Amy Harvey, foreign correspondent of the show. Amy 2. Hello, Hamora Mike. What a shitty week for Melbourne, eh? That is true. Melbourne is back in lockdown for a week, so we are inside. We are locked in. Not very fun. Very annoying. So, yes, it has been a shitty week for Melbourne. My favourite website is definitely hp69wandsup.hogwarts.scot for you to block accordingly, not to visit, of course. Now, I did type this URL in. She has made it up, but thank you anyway. It was very funny. And I did question for a sec if it was some real Hogwarts porn website, but, you know, obviously it's referencing the book. I can't actually remember who said what on the pod, but there were 8 Horcruxes created. Voldemort was originally intending to create 6, thus splitting his soul into 7 pieces, including the piece in his body. But inadvertently, he created 7 Horcruxes, so 8 pieces of his soul. And that was, me and Jackie did have a bit of confusion over that in the last episode. Goodbye, Hamora. Love that. Amy. And then echoing the book a little bit. P.S. I found a knife that didn't match the others in my cutlery drawer this week. P.P.S. I think it might be from the camping stuff. P.P.P.S. I just left it in the drawer anyway. Amy. Thank you, Amy. Good to know you're a camper. Let us know where you go camping in the next episode. I think that'd be interesting for us to hear about. Amy, other Amy, French Amy, official correspondent of the show. Aloha Mora Mike. The last 2 weeks of Harry Potter and the Boys have been some great episodes. Sammy Garlep is always a great guest. I totally agree. Sammy Garlep is an amazing guest and a very funny man. And he raises a good point. It does get quite repetitive when we have to listen to you recapping the show for new guests. Well, Sorry, Amy. I feel like I have to, though. So I'm very sorry. You seem disappointed this week, and I'm very sorry. Cheers, Amy, official correspondent of Harry Potter and the Boys, the original and the best. P.S. Again, she is echoing Mr. Charger's email. Great that so many people got on board this week. P.S. Ooh, Lockie is dreaming of Gemini Jones. First thing, she is spelt Lockie as L-A-C-H-I-E, but in the book, Lockie is actually spelt L-A-C-H-Y. So it's Lockie with a Y, not an I-E. But, you know, people spell names differently, hence why we have two people called Amy messaging the show, both of which spell their names differently. Ooh, Lockie is dreaming of Gemini Jones. That was a bit of a revolution, that Lockie regularly has these crazy dreams where different people are coming in and out of these dreams that he doesn't recognize, including a hairy man, we don't know who he is, and then a bunch of people wearing top hats and white gloves, I believe, who have JWC written on their blazers. And later in the book, Mr. Charger mentioned that he is good friends with the head of one of the choirs in the magic world called the Jim Wilkins Choir. So I believe that the JWC people are the Jim Wilkins Choir. We don't know who the hairy man is. Mr. Charger is sometimes in these dreams. And then now, suddenly, Gemini Jones has popped into one of these dreams, which is weird. Amy, did have a theory previously that she is reiterating here. Gemini is 100% Lockie's evil twin. I wonder if that will be revealed by the end of this book, or if we'll have to wait for the next book. And Amy's theory, as we've said before, was that Gemini, is Lockie's evil twin, or just long-lost twin. Because they do look identical. They have been described as identical. It has never been. So I guess it must be his twin, right? There's something going on there that hasn't been touched on at all. And also, apparently, Gemini is the star sign of twins. Or what, like, it the like how Sagittarius has the centaur or whatever. Or Leo has the lion. Gemini's is twins. So she thinks I named it Gemini because of that. But again, I'm going to go out on a whim and say that when I was 13 in year 7, I would not have known that. Because I think the first time I found out that Gemini is the twin sign was when Amy wrote in about it. So if he is the twin, then I would genuinely say that is a huge coincidence and was an unintentional naming thing. I wonder if that will be revealed. Oh, we already said that. PPS. Jackie, I do wonder if we'll find it out by the end of the book, by the way. I honestly cannot remember. There are a lot of these books, so we'll have to see. PPS, Jackie was a great guest. I agree. She read the chapter so well. Agree again. It's always good to have some more female representation on the pod. I agree. And I'm going to be striving to do better with this. There is no real reason why most of the guests on this pod have been male. I think, you know, a lot of the people, I would say that a lot of the people that are regular guests on this show, like Sammy Garlep or Jack Post or even Zach Miller, you know, I think they're pretty close friends of mine. So it's easy for me, I guess it's easier for me to just send them a message being like, hey man, would you be able to jump on the pod this week? And it's just because I talk to them a lot, it's pretty easy to organize. And I think it is because the time frame that I organize the guests on is really, it's like a week turnaround. So sometimes it is just easier to text someone that I know really well, like Sam, and know is keen to do it. However, I would love to try and get some more female guests on. So I would like to apologize for the lack of representation on this pod. And I do have a lot of friends who are women who I think would be great on this pod, such as Jackie or Alice, who's appeared in the past, or even Meg Archibald, who came on with Luke. I'd love to get her on for a solo ep. So I'm going to be trying my best. It is just sometimes like a time thing where I'm like, hey, Sammy, can you jump on? Hey, Jack, can you jump on? PPPS, I agree with Jackie's stance on the Fantastic Beasts franchise. I am not a fan. Cool. Me either. PPPSS. Harry is this echoing what Amy said. Harry is the seventh Horcrux, but Voldemort only set out to make six because he wanted to split his soul into seven pieces, the seventh staying in his own body. PPPSSS. Why does Mailman have an assistant called Susan? Great question. We do not know. But it was mentioned that Mailman has an assistant called Susan. PPP SSP. I love that Mr. Charger used "Oh my Dark Lord" as an exclamation. That's great, because it's like how people are like, "Oh my God, oh my Lord." And Mr. Charger says, "Oh my Dark Lord," which I think does confirm that Mr. Charger is definitely in cahoots with Voldemort. Like, if that wasn't obvious already, he even mentions he has some arrangement with Voldemort, which we don't know too much about. And then in true style to the episode, Amy ends with, "Anyway, I'm rambling again. I must say, I quite enjoy this little email thing. Diddle-dee-dee, Amy," which is exactly how Mr. Charger ended his email. New contributor, thank you very much for writing in your, or sending in your owl, Ashley O'Neill. I am 99% sure that you are a woman, but Ashley is a name that goes both ways, but I am going to refer to you as she because I'm pretty sure you are a girl. Apologies if you are not. Ashley, Mike, Ashley says, "Mike, I also have some..." Oh, sorry, no, she sent another email before this, and I think I've... Okay. So she sent in a meme... a little meme, and that's going to be meme of the week. And then, but I'll do that after. Then she sent this after sending the meme. "Mike, I also have something for our post, but I'm too useless to remember to email you. So while I think of it, here it is." And this is a really good one. "I have recently rewatched Prisoner of Azkaban as after being inspired by asking each guest which is their favorite movie and book. I noticed something that I can't actually believe no one seems to be talking about. In the opening scene, and I love that you pointed this out, and if you're a true Potter fan, you already know what she's about to say, because I have thought it for years. In the opening scene, Harry is under his covers trying to do his homework without waking Mr. Dursley, but he is trying to use the Lumos spell for light. We all know wizards can't use magic outside of school, and in this movie, in the next few scenes, Harry uses magic on his Aunt Marge and nearly gets expelled from school again. How did they miss this massive error? Also, why is the spell in the movies Lumos Maxima, but in the books, it's just Lumos? Lumos was fine on its own. Just another reason the books are far superior to the movies. Anyway, loving the pod. Sorry this message wasn't really about the fanfic, but I thought it was an interesting point to bring up. I agree. Don't be sorry." That was me saying that to her. "I was going to say, keep up the good work, but I guess the fanfic is already written. Would love if you could have one of the Amys as a guest, or maybe both of them together. Just a thought, Ashley." Open invite to either of the Amys. I know if we do a live show, you both said you'll be there, so we'd have to get you guys both up on stage. Thank you very much, Ashley. I agree. The Lumos Maxima thing never really bothered me, because I thought that Lumos Maxima was, like, I thought that Lumos was a spell and then Lumos Maxima was another spell that was like a stronger Lumos. So there was two, it was like a variation on Lumos. That's what I thought, but I might be wrong. But I do agree that I always used to watch that and think, why is he just using magic outside school? And surely J.K. Rowling or someone was like, hey, they can't use magic outside school. And then someone like, yeah, I don't know. I think it's very weird. Maybe it's just an unwritten thing. That's like, hey, you can use like the torch spell, but you can't use like Wingardium Leviosa. Maybe it's that. I don't know. Now, the meme that she sent in for meme of the week, it's not really a meme. It's more of like a fan theory kind of thing. It's a Tumblr. It's a retweet from Tumblr. And the picture is of a guy. I don't know who he is. He's pointing at the camera and it says, "You are a genius." And this is the caption. "We're watching the Chamber of Secrets and my little sister says, I know why Voldemort is bald now. It's so people can't use his hair for Polyjuice potion." So it's, I guess it's so no one can take on and pretend that he's him. But I guess that means that Voldemort wouldn't have any body hair either. Like, because surely body hair, like a leg hair or like an eyelash, he has eyelashes, right? Voldemort has eyelashes. I'm just going to look up a picture of Voldemort. This is a very casual podcast. Does Voldemort have eyelashes? I'm looking at a movie picture of Voldemort and it does look like He does not have eyebrows or eyelashes. So it does seem as though he is a hairless being, you know, which might be good for him. You know, some people means he doesn't have to take care of downstairs when he's getting down and dirty with Bellatrix. It's already all sorted. So Voldemort doesn't have hair, but I guess like he does have DNA. Like I guess the loss of hair is just part of him becoming more snake-like as he splits his soul, or becoming more less and less human as he splits his soul. So maybe his DNA does rupture. Either way, it is a very interesting thing. Here's how I'm going to leave this outpost very quickly. I would like to raise something that I was looking on the Harry Potter Reddit for memes, but it was very just text-based posts this week. The thing that I came across that is interesting is that just sort of sparked my mind is the spell Serpensorcia, which is the spell that Malfoy uses in the dueling club in Chamber of Secrets, Serpensorcia, Serpensortia, and he summons a snake. So I guess I just wanted to ask, can someone do some research on this? How does that spell work? Is the snake coming from somewhere else? Are you creating life by creating that snake, or are you just forcing a snake somewhere in the wild to just appear out of your wand? Is it a teleportation spell? Are you creating life, or is it just an illusion of a snake? And also, why did Snape think it would be a... Because Snape tells Malfoy, I believe, to use it. So why did he think, hey, summon this snake, you'll scare the shit out of Harry? Why did he think that was a good idea? Unless it was just to scare Harry. I don't know. I'm leaving you like this. I left this to the end for a reason. This news that this week, I've been feeling very burnt out. So I'm going to be taking a week off both of my podcasts. I apologize in advance. I hope that is okay. But I'm just going to take a week just where I don't have to think about them. Just I've been very busy with work. I'm very burnt out. We're in lockdown again, so it's going to be difficult to get a guest. So I'd really love to just take a week off and then come back next week with something else. I hope you all understand that, so there won't be an episode this Wednesday. But I would appreciate it if you could support me, message me on any of my channels. If you want the link to the new YouTube, please message me and subscribe. RadioMikePod@gmail.com. 20th Century Boys, my other podcast, patreon.com/RadioMike, and my standard YouTube channel, Just Radio Mike. There's a bunch of stuff there. I'd love to get you to check out some of my vids, but that is about all. My name has been Radio Mike. Goodbye, Homoras. Diddle dee dee. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.